I'm rolling this Jimmy on home. My bones are tired and my eyes red. I know the little woman sawing lots of logs on a great big king-size bed. My best friend Saul installed me a sleeper on my rig for a pretty price too. But I ain't had much sleep these last 10 days, 'cause that sleeper's just 5x2. Saul said, "Red, that's a comfortable bed. It's gonna seem like a paid vacation. But that little bitty runt's either pulling a stunt or got no imagination. With your elbow in your nose and the other one in your toes and a jack trying to run you clean through, show me how to get some sleep in a sleeper 5x2. I had to move that load on down the road, 'cause I've got a deadline to keep. But I'm getting just a little more burned every day, 'cause I'm getting just a little less sleep. Well, both of my knees are galled, and there's a burn up the side of my head. I can't afford a room, 'cause I got a lot of bills, and one is that king-size bed. Well, that little bitty sleeper on the back of my cab ain't fit for a rabbit hutch. Saul might have went to college, but if he did, he didn't acknowledge much. But if I wake up, I'm gonna look Saul up and make him know what I've been through. He's gonna show me how to sleep in a sleeper 5x2. Keeping me straight, but I'm in terrible shape to show for 20 tons of steel. But if you never been a fish in a sardine can, then you couldn't figure how I feel. I think I've had enough, this road's too tough, I'm gonna find me a brand new wrinkle. But first I'm gonna hit that king size bed and I'll pull me a Rip Van Winkle. Well, that sleeper's gotta go, or my name ain't Joe, and I hope that lightning strikes me. I'll just lay there and get covered up with sweat, wondering who up there don't like me. I'm gonna tell Saul I need is one more friend like you, 'cause a torture chamber is what he's built. It's a hot box 5x2. Yeah, show me how to get some sleep in a sleeper 5x2.